com. Good morning, friends. Welcome to a Monday edition of the program we call What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon, joined this hour by Mark the Freedom Poet, host of the Common Sense Club and director of our Freedom Club. Tell you about Freedom Club meetings coming up a week from tonight, Fargo, 2 weeks from tonight, Grand Forks in just a moment. Really getting excited to golf, as a matter of fact, the golf addiction I'm on. Thinking of 2014 being the year that I finally get my stuff together in the golf department, but we'll see. Anyway, that in a moment. Todd Mitchell will join me for hours 2 and 3 of What's on Your Mind as we go statewide with KFIRE 550, KCGB in Minot at 9:10 a.m. and KLTC in Dickinson, in addition to the two stations you're listening to now, which are The Flag East and West in the oil patch, booming from KTGO in Tioga, where we will be tomorrow live at NESA Consulting Service. Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us, and we're also going to talk with Steve Jensen. Steve and his wife Patty farm north of Tioga, and of course the site of that oil spill that a lot of us have been watching. We'll get an update on the cleanup efforts and chat with a good man, Steve Jensen, tomorrow on the program. Look forward to that conversation. I knew Steve before he was famous. He probably isn't happy to be famous, as in the guy that has the land that ended up with all that oil spill on it, but I can't think of anybody better to have to go through a trial like that than this man, because he would stay pretty even keel about it, and he has, so look forward to getting an update on that. Guests on the program today will include one of three Public Service Commission members in North Dakota. Julie Fedorchuk will join us. The Public Service Commission is holding a hearing on the EPA carbon regulations. We know what the EPA wants to do. They want to shut down the coal industry. They have a full-fledged war on coal going on. And so we'll talk about how the Public Service Commission, that has ultimately the authority in North Dakota to govern those things, is handling that with Julie. We're going to chat with General Michael Hayden, good friend of the program, former director of the CIA and the NSA, on President Obama's NSA reforms. Obama's pretty good at this. He basically satisfies his base by saying, oh, I'm worried like you. And then I have to check this with General Hayden, but I'm not sure he did much of anything other than the idea that proposed it. But basically said, Congress, you take it. But is proposing an idea that the metadata, where they house that is not the NSA, it's somewhere else, which I think is a bad idea. But otherwise, basically confirmed that, look, this is working. There have been no abuses of it. And, sorry, when I agree with President Obama, I'm going to say I agree with President Obama, and I do. I think the metadata program is extraordinarily helpful when you need to quickly react to a potential terrorist attack. So I'm glad we have it. I am. Now, I don't want them listening to calls. I don't want them, needlessly spying and snooping on anybody. They're not. The metadata program is simply Scott calls Mark, Mark calls Scott, what day, what time, how long they talk. That's it. No names, just our telephone numbers, the time, the date, how long we talk. That's it. Goes in a big box and is useless information to anybody until Osama bin Laden Jr. calls one of us or the other. And then it's, wait a minute, is something up here? Is there an attack plan? Then you go to a court, then you get approval to trace it and follow it. That's it. How in the world that could be the cause of a meltdown, I have no idea, but it is. Anyway, we'll talk with General Hayden about that. Then in our 10 o'clock hour, Bill Butcher of the USS North Dakota Committee on the upcoming commissioning event. It is May. We've been asking you for a while to circle the date on the calendar of that event, and I really, 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 really hope you'll think long and hard about participating in some way in those efforts. Love it if you'd come along. I'm can't wait to go there. I think I might bring the whole family. This is just such a once-in-a-lifetime event. It's such a state pride kind of thing for the great state of North Dakota. The commissioning, for the first time in over 100 years, with a naval submarine, something that's part of our armed forces named for North Dakota. I have a great deal of pride in the great state of North Dakota, and I hope you do as well, and I hope you'll participate in this effort. If you go to ussnd.com, ussnd.com, Bob Wefeld has a neat little blog there keeping you posted on all the different events and things going on. And Bill's going to join us today to talk about why it is important that we all participate in some way, even a $25, $50, $100 donation. You make a $100 donation, you get your name in the commissioning booklet. You're part of the history. So all coming up on the program today. Mark the Freedom Poet is here. Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just thinking about Martin Luther King Day and thinking about famous people in North Dakota and kind of delighted, looking forward to the Super Bowl, among other things.
You know, a lot of folks refer to Martin Luther King Day as the day we celebrate the life of Dr. Martin Luther King, and he was a doctor. But they forget he was a reverend, too. I mean, what do you, as a pastor yourself, as our own staff chaplain, as someone that's led a church, why do you think we don't, when we honor this great American on this day, very often hear about his faith and his credentials as a reverend, Mark?
Well, traditional Christians believe that the highest possible honor you can have is pastor or reverend. And I think he might even believe that. His whole identity was such a, spiritual leader. Of course, he was conferred a lot of doctorates and so forth. But I think part of the reason is because he was such a fundamental Christian, a Bible-believing Christian, that that the left, who have used him and continue to promulgate race hatred ideas, and they want to kind of forget that part of him and just want to talk about the conflict between the races. Which, he, even the night they bombed his house, he stood there and talked down the crowd that was brandishing weapons. He literally took the fuse out of thousands of potentially bad situations because of his Christian faith, not because he had a doctorate.
And you're right. I think that he's a, that's an inconvenient truth for folks on the left, isn't it?
Very much so. Very pro-life, in fact, Republican.
Yeah, really, very much so. So that's the Martin Luther King I hope we honor and choose to remember today, not to mention, I mean, all the race baiting that goes on in this country, to me, the man has to be spinning in his grave when you talk about, the dream he had for, his children to be judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. We're there. We're there more than ever. And, unless you choose to cast yourself as a victim, which unfortunately the President of the United States likes to do, and he did it in an interview this weekend in which he believes that some of his political misfortune is related to his race. It's absolutely ludicrous. It's ludicrous. It's race baiting.
If he wasn't black, he would have never been president, Scott.
Yeah.
He was totally insubstantial as far as background, resume, qualifications, education. We don't know a thing about the man. The least vetted man in history, but he was the right color.
Yeah, you're so right. You couldn't be any more right. By the way, he said a few other things in that interview. He said no, marijuana is no more dangerous than alcohol. He said if he had a son, he wouldn't let him play football. So let me get this straight. Pot's okay. Football's bad.
Well,
some role model we have is Commander-in-Chief these days, huh?
Well, I think if you're stoned, you're probably not going to get off the ball too quick.
My gosh.
That goes back to the chickification of America. We need to strengthen our young men and call them to a higher level of intense commitment and physicality.
Sure do. By the way, if you want to weigh in on any of this today, 855-200-1776. Haley and I have been solo because Maria, Alex, and Hannah are at the March for Life events in Washington, D.C. They left about 4 o'clock on Friday and arrived in D.C. at about 6 o'clock on Saturday. How's that for a road trip? So,
I had that wonderful Father LaCroix with me. He's just terrific. He one of the shepherds going along there with the 400 young people, and they figure they might eclipse a half a million. Is the march on Wednesday, that's the Roe v. Wade date, isn't it?
It is. Yep. The actual march will be Wednesday, and but of course the events start really today. Yesterday they did a little bit of sightseeing. Obviously, they've done mass on Saturday night upon their arrival, and also yesterday. in addition to a little touring today, they're at the Basilica of the Immaculate Conception, the shrine that is just this most marvelous church. I've been there a number of times, including for Tony Snow's funeral, but it's an awe-inspiring place with its shrines and just magnificent beauty and story. So they'll be there. They'll also be at the John Paul II Museum as well. Taking all that in, and a lot of events on what's going on. So look forward to hearing more about that as well. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, Mark and I will tackle some other news headlines. By the way, your take on Martin Luther King Day, certainly welcome as well. 855-200-1776, our toll-free telephone number. Give us a ring, 855-200-1776. With Mark the Freedom Poet, I'm Scott Hinnan. It's the What's On Your Mind, our number one kickoff.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefold, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota, and May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since the ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact, and we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at ussnd.com. All gifts are tax deductible, ussnd.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
With Mark the Freedom Poet, I'm Scott Hinnan. Little Ronnie Millsap here, too. You can leave that up here, Shane. Yeah, exactly. I don't remember the name of it, but it's... is it Any Day Now? No, it's not Any Day Now. It's a good Ronnie Millsap song to get your toe tapping on a Monday edition of the program, What's on Your Mind. We'll talk about the Broncos and Seattle Seahawks ahead of the Super Bowl. We're going to talk about who North Dakota's most famous icon might be. We're going to talk about a very interesting hearing with BNSF officials and North Dakota's congressional delegation members on Saturday that I attended. Put some stuff up about Facebook about that, so we have a lot of ground to cover on all that, and we'll return to the headlines in just a minute. So, Mark, we're always looking for new Freedom Club members, right?
You can't get too many of them.
Can't get too many of them. And by the way, 1 week from tonight, Pizza Ranch Fargo will be there, and one of our new Freedom Club members, the Golf Addiction, which is located in the little strip mall right adjacent to Pizza Ranch, right behind Applebee's off 45th and I-94 in Fargo, is hosting us. Any Freedom Club member, any listener for that matter, that wants to join us can come golf for free on their unbelievable PGA-certified simulators. You can choose from among 50 of the best courses in the nation. And it's our course from 4 until 6 for free on Monday. Mark and I are going to be there, and I'm actually going to try and make 2014 the year I get in the game in golf. But anyway, I'm shopping the other night with my daughter out at the mall. And, you know, this business ownership stuff tends to make you a little frugal. So we hadn't bought our 2014 calendars yet. So I'm looking around for a calendar. You know, we always get, it's kind of a conversation piece on the fridge all year long. And so my wife, last year we got her cute little pigs. Year before that, it was the Muppets, because she loves all the Muppets. And so I had Haley, our youngest, along. We're trying to decide what to buy in the way of a calendar. And the proprietor of the calendar kiosk, a fellow by the name of Greg Robbins, comes up, and he gives me a free calendar, Mark. And so, obviously, he's now made a contribution to the Freedom Club, so we're going to make him a Freedom Club member and also tell all of our listeners about this wonderful opportunity to save big on calendars right now at the Westacres Mall in Fargo. Greg's on the phone with us right now. Greg, how are you?
I'm pretty good. And yourself, Scott?
Doing well. And Mark the Freedom Poet is here, who hosts the afternoon show. And thank you, first of all, for
that crazy calendar.
I showed Mark the calendar, and thank you for it, first of all. Now, we probably should explain, number one, why you gave it away. Because you had obviously a lot of them left over, and it's getting towards the end of the year, and the motivation behind it. So you obviously saw me out there shopping for a calendar, and then you directed me to this particular calendar. Tell folks which calendar you gave us.
Well, I guess should I be politically correct or not? This is a question. I can't get myself in trouble. Anyhow, the calendar is one that is of a certain current president that we have, and we get them every year. And in our neck of the woods, when we get the Republican president calendars, they sell like hotcakes. When we get a Democratic calendar, they sit on the shelf. And we do get some people that will get them, and they'll give them away as dad gifts, etc. And when I saw Scott there, I said, "Hey, Scott, here you go. Here's a calendar for you. Why don't you buy this one?" And of course, I gave it to him as a gag gift that he could give away to somebody or keep it himself. And because we haven't sold a single one there and out in Bismarck, and so.
That's unbelievable. That in and of itself is an indictment. Greg, I love that story. You've not sold a one, and you're saying at either place they're gathering dust on the shelf.
They gather dust on the shelf, and we just got some Mr. Bill Clinton in, and they're doing the exact same thing. So
yeah, I saw there's at least I remember Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, and Bill Clinton, and then like a JFK one. That were there heavily discounted, yet still there. Did you have Republican presidents earlier, and they just sold, or what?
No, we don't ever get any Republicans unless it's, if George Bush was there, that's the only time we would get them. Outside of that, due to certain political affiliations of higher-ups within the calendar organization, it's not easy to get the Republican aspects of calendars.
So now you have this is a franchise, and you just get what they give you, right? So in other words, you can't decide what calendars you want. They're gonna give you what they're cranking out, I suppose.
Yeah, that's basically how it works. When you have the all these publishers and stuff making all these calendars and stuff, and you kind of get what's available. And if they aren't making certain calendars, you don't get them. So sometimes you get what you can get.
Well, I appreciate the gift, and I know it was a little tongue in cheek, and your Freedom Club credentials are strong, given the the fact that you have honestly told us that those don't sell too well here in the Heartland. That's absolutely hilarious. And I wanted everybody to know you can still get a 2014 calendar for 75% off. How much longer can we get that great deal, Greg?
Well, we get it until we close down. We started this last weekend, and we actually went usually it's our last 3 days that we're open, but we went ahead and started this weekend out there at the mall, and we got it till we closed down, which we're shutting down tonight by Victoria's Secret in West Acres Mall, and then the one at the other end will be at the end of the month. So you got till the end of January to still get your calendar, and yes, we will sell you a Barack Obama calendar for $4.
Well, I hope those are still there when you're all done, but you have a lot of nice calendars. You have some Bible calendars from the Bible series that was just on the History Channel. It's very good. I bought a Pope Francis one, Mark, for the studio, which is pretty cool, and we ended up getting every kind of dog you can imagine. They have those calendars. They just have a ton of them. They're really neat. So about any calendar you can imagine. If you, like me, are a little frugal and you want to save on your 2014 calendars, there's still time. They're 75% off, and they're at the kiosk. And you also, Greg, have other...
Have the ones of all the exotic places, like the islands in the Pacific and stuff?
You do, don't you, Greg?
Those islands, Hawaii, those are our big ones.
Oh, they're terrific.
Yeah, we're running out of those ones. Sports ones. Hey, we still have a lot of Vikings, a lot of Twins. For all the sport twin lovers, come on down and get those. I don't want to throw them away.
And guys, you're talking. They're $4 now, right?
Yep.
So it's a great deal, and you're there all year long in West Acres. So Freedom Club members, stop. You have the sunglass kiosk. What else do you have, Greg?
Well, we have a sunglass kiosk out there in the mall called Cool Shades, where one pair for $12, two for $18, and then we have polarized for $20. That's year-round, and then we do Christmas ornaments out there in November, December, and then, of course, our calendars. Then we got two new stores downtown called Pinch and Pour, which are fine olive oils and balsamics, and... Fowler's Heritage Company, which is a clothing boutique for women and men, and we're actually at a buying show right now for that store.
Awesome, Greg. Good talking to you. Newest Freedom Club member. Appreciate you, Greg Robbins. Stop and see him, folks.
Wintertime is a great time to visit one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Great deal, $75 for any room, any night, Monday through Thursday. Add a couple hours snowmobile rental, it's only $99 a night. You can't beat a deal like that. And don't forget the spa. Here's Teresa, the manager of the Copper Door of Veda Spa. It's fabulous, isn't it, Teresa?
Yes, we're at a Veda Concept Spa. It's just, at this time of year, too, with that spa, what a place to be. We have beautiful massages, manicure, pedicures, facials, and body wraps. And we have a beautiful little relaxation room. You can come in early, stay late. Have a cup of tea and enjoy that spa.
And folks, if you go online, you could book any of the services they have at Chase on the Lake. So talk about gift cards.
Gift card is perfect for the spa. What's a better gift than a massage?
Chase on the Lake gift card, complete with the spa and the stay of the works. ChaseOnTheLake.com to reserve that, or call them at 888-CHASE-06. Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Fly, Robin, fly. I'll have you know, yesterday, doing a little shoveling. Didn't do it Saturday because it was too cold. Left to go till Sunday. And, by the way, a little secret, when you do that, the neighbors usually help you out on the sidewalk. Yeah, so I had the neighbors on each side that took care of the sidewalk. God bless them. And all I had to do was the driveway and the little sidewalk up to the step, so the paper man wasn't having to get his boots full of snow. And out there, and Haley and I were having a little snowball fight and having a little fun after the work was done. Several robins, like in the neighborhood of 3, 4, 5 yesterday, in the middle of the winter. Gosh, I love that. Is that not the best? I thought that was just extraordinary. Really loved it. So the robins are out. I'm not sure they're going to be too happy today because here's what our weather's looking like. Wind chills will lower. In fact, the Weather Service has issued a winter weather message. Here's your winter weather message for you, both for the valley and also for the patch. High pressure over northern Manitoba will drop south today and tonight. Ahead of it, look for a north wind at 10 to 20. Falling temps today, which will lower wind chill values into the sub-minus 25 degree range during the day into tonight. Wind chill advisory in effect from 9 a.m. this morning to noon. National Weather Service Grand Forks has issued a wind chill advisory in effect from 9 a.m. this morning to noon Tuesday. Impacts, the wind chill will lower into the 25 to 35 below zero range, continue into early Tuesday morning. A wind chill advisory means that very cold air and winds will combine to generate low wind chills, resulting in frostbite and lead to hypothermia if precautions are not taken. You must venture out and make sure you wear appropriate clothing, including hat and gloves. Okay, that's for the valley. In Tioga, same thing. This is from the National Weather Service. Bismarck, windy conditions this morning across western and south-central North Dakota. Wind advisory in effect for all of western and portions of south-central North Dakota. Crosby and Williston, through Medora and Center to Bowman, Mott, Mandan, Selfridge. Strong northwest wind spreading throughout the morning hours. Sustained speeds around 35 miles an hour, gusty around 50. The strong winds will make travel hazardous, especially for those driving high-profile vehicles. Light snow also expected, mainly from Stanley to Killdeer, southeast near the Missouri River where it's snowing. Motorists should expect blowing snow, reduced visibilities. Check the latest road conditions and forecast before heading out this morning. The wind advisory in effect until 9 a.m. this morning. And a wind advisory means it'll, that's this morning, diminish around midday, northwest wind around 35, gusts around 50, hazardous travel, reducing visibility and blowing snow, mainly near the Missouri River. Wind advisory means sustained winds of 30 to 40 miles an hour and or gusts to 58, and or gusts under 58. Expected winds this strong can make driving difficult especially for high-profile vehicles. And it's bad. That's not bad, but it's not ideal. Put it that way. I drove from Fargo to Bismarck this morning. And, you know, there's just a couple of those. The closer I got to Bismarck, the tougher it got. So anyway.
How fast did you drive?
It was pretty close to normal. Yeah, there were only a couple occasions where some, visibility required me to dial it back a notch. I'm excited about the Denver Broncos. They're my team for the Super Bowl. How about you, Mark? You Bronco or Seahawks guy after last night?
Oh, I love the Broncos. Peyton Manning's my favorite football player alive. And he got 400 yards, two touchdowns, punctuating the increasingly greatest season in the history of quarterback, 59th quarter touchdown that he has thrown this season, counting playoffs. By far the greatest performance in the history of a quarterback in a year. Pretty amazing with, you know, people having written him off a couple of years ago and being dropped by the Colts and so forth. So, and then the Seahawks have got the self-proclaimed greatest cornerback in the game, calling Crabtree mediocre, you know, because they had that late in the game interception and, as the Seahawks won. So there's a lot of egg on the face of a lot of, Seahawks. So it'll be interesting to see if Peyton Manning has the courage to test the greatest quarterback in the game, Mr. Sherman.
Should be fun. 2 weeks from Sunday, right? 2 weeks from yesterday?
Second of February. There was another extraordinary event in sports in Minnesota. You know, it was the great big Minnesota Hockey Week in Elk River. Just so happens that Elk River native Nate Prosser won the last two Wild games, one in overtime, and got the game-winning goal two games in a row. His first two goals for the, you know, he's a defenseman, and he'd been basically not playing, and now he's played every game for 3 weeks and is just shining, and he's from Elk River.
That's neat. I really like that.
Tremendous performance.
I don't remember who started that outdoor hockey craze. I know the Sioux have done it over the last couple of years down in Nebraska, Omaha, and last season. Not sure if they're doing one this year or not, but I love it. I think it's really neat. It's a lot of fun. It's, it's really, it's what hockey's all about. So pretty cool.
And then the up and down, strangely, the Timberwolves have got more 20-plus point victories. They did that again, but they're the most up and down team I've ever seen. I mean, they lose by 2 points and then they beat somebody by 30, and it's just truly a yo-yo year. But they're putting together a pretty good team. And then the Vikings added quite a coach. They got Norm Turner, and
Norm,
this guy's been around the block.
Is it Norv? Is that how his first name spelled? Norv,
yeah.
Turner? Yeah. And I know that that broke one day last week when we were on the air. The day after, I think, the news broke about Zimmer getting the head coaching job, and then it was sort of like it languished a little bit, but now it's official, right?
Official. And so now here you got another guy that's been a head coach for several teams, just a great pro. They have really got some tough, focused, experienced leadership. This makes me feel like they've got the best coaching staff ever.
Pretty cool. All right, I don't know if there's anything else you want to touch on sports. We'll come back to that and weather in our final segment today. I was Saturday at a hearing. I don't know if it was a hearing or meeting or what it was, but Senator Hovind, Senator Heitkamp, Congressman Kramer, Governor Dalrymple, Fargo City officials, Mayor Wallaker and all the commission members, Castleton City officials, the mayor and their commission members, their fire chief, their police chief, a number of legislators, and two very senior BNSF officials. In fact, the executive vice president was there, and he is one of three or four executive vice presidents to Matt Rose, right in the hierarchy of BNSF. And then their VP of Transportation was there. And it was a fascinating discussion. I learned something new because I've heard people say there ought to be more technology on trains, as an example. And, we have devices that make sure planes don't collide, for instance, right? There's a lot of technology available. A farmer, Wes Belter, who's a legislator from Leonard, North Dakota, and a good one, one of the leaders in the legislature, certainly when it comes to tax and finance issues. So Wes is among the best of the best. And he talked about sub-inch accuracy that is available from GPS precision agriculture tools being available to him as a farmer, and really posed the question saying, why don't you have that? Why don't you
great
have that
question.
Ability? It is a great question, and I've got to play you the answer. It's long, but I want you to hear the whole thing. In fact, we'll do that coming up here if we can at the last segment, because basically what he said is, look, it's in the works. We're trying to do it, but the federal government is holding us up. Listen to this. So where the tracks are, they obviously already have right of way and all of those things, right, along the tracks. And, any environmental impacts from the tracks would have long been, water under the bridge, right, because the tracks are already there. But one of the things they're trying to do is put up these little, they call them whip towers. And the whip towers would essentially be part of the technology. So if you're barreling down the tracks in a train, you can know if there's any disruption on the tracks ahead of you, okay? And to do that, they have to put up these towers along the way. They've been trying to do it for a number of years. The FCC is the biggest holdup now. Another example, we have the rail car regulations that have been strengthened, signed off on by the railroads, and the federal government is slow-walking those and said, yeah, we'll get them out by 2015. So they're trying to, reduce that logjam. Now I find out from this thing yesterday, and Congressman Cramer was the one that said, tell them the story about the FCC because you can't make this up. The ineptitude of the federal bureaucracy. So every one of the towers, they're making them do an environmental impact study.
Oh, man.
Over a tower that goes where the tracks already are.
On the right-of-way.
Yeah, exactly. On their own right-of-way. And that's one of the things that's preventing them from getting these additional things in place on the tracks. So, I am amazed. BNSF has some work to do. There's no question about it. I mean, we relayed some of the calls we got on Friday to them, and they were like, get us the locations and we'll track down some answers. And Senator Hoban actually got involved with some of the BNSF officials and said, get on the radio. Get on the radio and address this stuff. And, they hunkered down at BNSF, and I don't know why. I really don't, because I think Congressman Cramer made a point to me. He said, the public's imagination is far worse than any reality. So the longer you sort of ignore this and just think, you're not going to. And I get it's difficult because, for instance, on the specifics of Castleton, they can't talk about an investigation that's ongoing. And I get there's some ground rules. But by and large, people want to help, number one. Number two, I think this railroad demonstrates that, 99.9% of the time things are just fine. We're talking about the 0.1% here, so let's do it. Let's do it with solutions. Let's do it proactively, but let's have a conversation. I mean, the mayor of Castleton said something that really blew me back. He said, hey, BNSF, we don't trust you. We don't trust you right now. And so they've got some work to do. There's no question about it, but I think transparency would be the best thing for them. And I have, by the way, that clip up on our Facebook page, but you want to check that out because it's pretty extraordinary when you think about it. Can't even believe that has happened. Call has come in here. Do we have time for that call? Roll that quick.
Yeah, Henry, your mathematics is off as far as the bus ride. If they left at 4 o'clock Fargo to drive to D.C. and get at 6 o'clock the next morning, the bus driver must have been doing 100 miles an hour with those kids and your wife aboard on that bus. I doubt it very much. If
all right, let me stop the caller. I didn't say 6 the next morning. I said 6 the next evening. So I think I did. If I didn't, I stand corrected. I meant to say it was about 26 hours it took them with stops. So they left at 4 on Friday, got there 6 p.m. on Saturday. All right. Check my math if you want. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart. by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs. Normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. We'd like to start out this segment with that interview from the BNSF train hearings. Go ahead.
We will continue to work with folks in the future. In terms of technology, I'll defer to Dave in a moment, but really the biggest tech, we obviously are always implementing new technology on the railroads, and the biggest technological change we have coming is the implementation of positive train control, which is one that monitors really the operations of the train to make sure that they don't overtake or have two trains in the same place to eliminate collisions and trains being out of speed and operator error in terms of running them. So that in of itself is a multi-billion dollar, multi-year effort. Down a little bit by the Federal Communications Commission.
I was going to say, Roger, I think it would be instructive to talk about that, the FCC issue with relation to the PTC, because it's a regulatory nightmare.
It's one that you couldn't make it up, even if you wanted, even if I tried, and I teach administrative law, but it's one where we normally are able to make improvements on our tracks without having to get environmental review. They've been around for well over 100 years, usually not too many sensitive environmental receptors in our right-of-way. But in this one instance, positive train control are sensors on the train and then radio transmission towers every mile or two. 20 miles of antennas. Yeah.
Like cell towers.
Cell towers. They're only 40 feet high. We call them WIP towers. And we have worked out with the FCC in the past for installing antennas that we certify that there's no environmental issues and we go forward with them. In this particular instance, the FCC decided that that wasn't good enough, and that because you need spectrum to do the radio transmissions, we have to go through separately their environmental review, which we do, and certify that there's no environmental issues. But they go farther than that and say that for Native American tribes, you have to let every Native American tribe in the country know of the location of each and every cell tower and give every tribe in the country an opportunity to claim whether or not that tower impacts their cultural or historical significance. So there's almost 600 tribes in the country. Just as an example, we opened a facility in Kansas City, and we had a cell tower in a parking lot, and we went through the system. And 12 tribes, including several in Florida, indicated that they had a cultural or historical interest in that parking lot outside of Kansas City. So the FCC, until we come up with a mechanism for evaluating every tower, and there's how many thousands on our system? Yeah, it's tens of thousands on our system alone, has put a moratorium on installing any of this new technology. It's been in place since May, and we have no real sense of when it's going to be lifted. And I know several of the folks have tried to help us with this, and we haven't really been able to make much progress.
But I think also having a hearing talking about positive train control and technology going forward will help make this a question of, you know, really? You know, kind of all of you are sitting here going, really? And that's the appropriate response, honestly. And so just to kind of get... cut red tape. Apparently, every cell tower in America has to
go through the same process. And several of you have all mentioned just common sense, and this is one where it's not clear that that's prevailing.
This is one of those really...
It's quite clear, it's not.
Yeah. There's no...
just a real...
Who could argue with a amount of shock and dismay about this?
Just a quick follow-up relative to the question on utilization of technology.
We understand where the locomotives are. Trains. We have centralized traffic control on a lot of the road, including the line that we're talking about, Castleton-Fargo, and a good portion of our operations in the state of North Dakota. The positive train control technology that we've talked about will layer on top of that, and it will have the ability to respond to, if you will, where a locomotive engineer and a conductor do not appropriately handle their train relative to speed, signal indication, track warrant, and the ability to move safely up and down through some segment of the river. It goes so far as to your earlier comment relative to radar that, as an example, if we have a train, when PTC is turned on, if we have a train that comes into the head-end restriction on Castleton, North Dakota, exceeding 40 miles an hour, the computer in Fort Worth will bring the train to a stop, and we will respond appropriately relative to how we would handle that.
Isn't that amazing? So those are the kind of things that this thing can do. And again, the FCC holding it up. I mean, so you have tanker cars that have proposed strengthened regulations the railroads have signed off on. They're languishing on some bureaucrat's desk in D.C. And the FCC says, oh, that tower in a parking lot? Oh, let's ask the tribes if it's going to mess up something that's in a parking lot that they already have right away for.
600 crazy. Tribes anywhere in the country have veto power over public safety. That's absurd.
Of course it is. And this is where we ought to place our focus. By the way, I read the story in the Forum News Service. Nothing about that in there. I mean, to me, this was the bombshell of the whole story. And that's why we're there, to pull this stuff out for you. So anyway, I'm going to be a broken record on all of this, because solutions are right underneath our nose and really are being held up for just ridiculous reasons, really ridiculous reasons. Anyway, we're out of time. This was fun hour, Mark. Have fun this afternoon, 2 until 5 on the Common Sense Club. Mark the Freedom Poet will be back. And I know you have Tony Garrigan, who's a fresh, young political face running for city commission in Fargo. Also Brad Schmidt to talk about Freedom Club events. Don't forget the Golf Addiction Monday, 1 week from tonight, 4 to 6. Free golf on us. And then the big Freedom Club Fargo Pizza Ranch, 1 week from tonight. See you, folks.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Winter's here. Maybe it's time to finally think about building the shelter to protect your vehicles from the frigid temps and snow. Well, the team at Legacy Steel Buildings is standing by, ready to go to work on budget, on time, and done right. They're the experts at building solid, quality, and cost-effective residential steel garages. 10 vivid colors and 4 trim colors to choose from. Very easy to match your home's exterior. And Legacy Steel Buildings has been the leader in pre-engineered buildings for more than 40 years. They know construction like no one else. Call them. Have their expert building consultants get started on your project today. On time, on budget, and done right. Legacy Steel Buildings can have your garage built quickly and affordably. Your warehouse, your hangar, office space, retail store, a warehouse. They do it all. Check out that new CSI building in Williston, 300 feet wide. That's a Legacy Steel project, and there's many more like it all across the world. They're the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. Call them at 800-237-9620 or online at LegacySteelBuilding.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.